You probably saw what happened to Andy Dalton the other day in Cincinnati. Is there a cautionary tale there in there for you and other quarterbacks? Stay out of the way when those big guys start coming out?
I don't think so. I mean, no. I mean, you're going to not make the tackle? You're going to let them go score? Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. I think kind of a freak thing, you know, him trying to make the tackle. I mean, certainly you kind of want to always, yeah, you're thinking protect yourself. I mean, when there are turnovers, you do kind of get your head on a swivel and, you know, that you can get put in some awkward situations there. So you do kind of want to be on the lookout. But I think trying to make a tackle, I don't know, I mean, it's tough. You want to try to get them down, but. And not hurt yourself at the same time.
Basically, Andy tells you, for the most part, try to stay out of the way. Is that an accurate?
You try not to get in those situations.
Right.
To be honest, it's hard. I mean, you're reacting, you're playing ball, so it's not like you got time to think. Mm-hmm. Even you watch that one, and it happens real fast. Kind of a bang bang thing, and all of a sudden, so tough to say. Certainly. You are kind of the last line usually as the quarterback when there is a turnover back there, so you're kind of playing safety. So sometimes you can prevent. Those are game-changing plays when you do prevent scores and your defense can hold. So.
Yeah, well, there was that tackle you made in Arizona. You remember that one?
Yeah.
I don't think that guy wants any part of you. Seriously, do you kind of proud of that one, the way you
I mean, I'm certainly looking to try to make a tackle. Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of it. It's your responsibility on a quick change, on a turnover. Like I said, I mean, I think just kind of a freak thing that happened.
Is there ever any part of you that wants to get a little bit of revenge? Hey, you got to pick on me. I'm going to take your head off here.
I certainly don't think I have that take your head off mentality. just trying to get you down. Yeah. That's all I'm thinking about.
Is protecting yourself second nature at this point, or do you have to remind yourself, hey, you know, maybe an injury to me is different than an injury is with a different guy on the team?
No, I mean, I think it's learned. I think I'm always playing the same way, but you learn it over time. I think you evaluate all those situations as you're running, with the game situation, where it's at, sideline, middle of the field, all those things, third down, first down. I mean, all those things, I think you get better at just knowing the game situation and playing fast and being smart about it, and I think I've gotten a lot better at that as I've gotten older and played more. So,
especially in those scrambles, are you thinking when you're close to the down marker? Are you thinking first down or are you thinking get down?
I mean, like I said, I mean, I think there's a lot that goes into it. Certainly, what down is it? You know, and it's third down and it's a tight game. I mean, certainly those are bigger situations and call for different things. If it's first down and you're running around, that's different. First quarter, fourth quarter. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it. And I think a lot of it's just a gut choice, you know, and as you're running and that's all happening fast, you make a decision. So
you've only missed the one game since you've been here because of injury at the end of last year. Mm-hmm. Is that a source of pride for you that you've been there for your team basically every week since you've been here?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think for everybody, you know, you want to be accountable. You want to be dependable. Someone they know that'll be here week in and week out. It's going to do all the little things, take care of themselves and work through things. I mean, it's not hard. Everybody, you know, battles through stuff. And, you want to be dependable. Yep.
Since the win is streak, you've really done a nice job of, like, sensing pressure and running away from it. So my question to you is, like, what has led to that? Not change, because you've always done that.
Yeah.
You seem more efficient at it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of things. I mean, I think, for one, starting up front with the guys, you know, doing such a great job kind of covering guys up. You know, there's been some good ones where it's kind of been, you know, they've done, I think, a great job kind of finishing guys. It's been, you know, kind of, maybe the pocket's not clean, but they've covered guys up, and then all of a sudden you kind of spit out of there and can make a big play. I think certainly, you know, maybe the way we're getting played, you know, where the defenses are playing us and focus with Jeremy and Kels and the run game. I mean, I probably a lot of things that go into that. I mean, it's just something that just never ends. You're just constantly working on it, and each week presents a different challenge because you're facing different people and a different scheme, and so a whole new set of challenges. And you always just kind of build. You learn from all the you know, the prior stuff, and you kind of continue to keep cataloging and learning and learning. And like I said, it just never ends.
They've talked a lot about giving you more to do in the offense this year, coaches. And is that more – I know it's more responsibility, but does it also mean more flexibility for you, maybe more room to do kind of what you
want? Yeah, for sure. And it just kind of – I mean, similar thing. For one, obviously, third year now, so that, I think there's just more familiarity there, and it's easier to do those things for everybody, and not just myself. You know, and then it does change week to week, some weeks more than others. But, yeah, to give you that flexibility – to get into something we really like, to get out of something that doesn't look good, all those kind of everything in between. But certainly I think a big part of it is just a lot of us being together. You know, and you start to build a lot of that stuff over time and have it in. A
couple more guys.
Alex, over your career you've played for a handful of head coaches. When you come here 3 years ago and you hear this head coach tell the team, be yourself, let your personality show. Number one, had you ever heard a head coach tell the team that before?
No, never in those words. No, and I mean, I think, you know, very early on, you realize how much passion he has for the game and you know, how much he wants guys to go out and cut that loose and to play with emotion. You know, and for me, definitely was a bit of a first to have a head coach really kind of make that a focus. And you know, now around here, I mean, it's a little bit of what we're about, a little bit of our identity, I think, is going out there and playing with that edge, you know, and it's important to us.